Hello?
Hi there. Am I speaking with John?
This is he.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Elliott Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Since 1976.
76, that would be, over 40 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Correct.
And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir?
Tile setter.
Tile or marble finisher. Would that be correct? Oh, tile setter. Okay,
no.
I got it.
Tile
setter, okay. On the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, a journeyman, or level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher, or an improver?
A journeyman mechanic.
Okay. Are you currently working at the trade?
I am not.
You're not working no more?
No, okay. I'm 71 years old.
I see. You're retired. Okay, most of the questions are coming are geared to members who are still working at the trade. You can help me with the survey if you want, sir. Do you want to continue?
Okay. Who is this again?
My name is Oscar, the name of the company running the survey is Opinion Research, and we're running the survey on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Elliott Craft Workers. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
Oh, geez, I don't remember that. It's been over 10 years. I remember, I don't remember.
All right.
Not much.
As I said, you know, most of the questions coming are for people who are still active in the
trade. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't remember, don't know?
No, sir.
Very well. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Not over the past year.
All right. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Much more.
More, okay. And do you get the sense there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I don't have any way of even making a guess for you. I would hope there were more union ones, but I don't know that for a fact.
If you don't know, that's fair enough, sir. Do you get the sense that are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I thought they did a good job.
But do you get the sense there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community? There are enough or not?
I think there should be more. Not enough.
So, not enough, okay. All right. Moving on, okay, here we go. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, sir.
No, you have not. Thank you.
No.
All right, moving on. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
Well, I know a lot of people not working, you know.
So over the next 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I believe there will be more unemployment.
More. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Joe Biden can pull it off. Matter of fact, if Trump doesn't get elected, everything is going to be done for.
Wow. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, Do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
It's going to get worse because the economy is bad. Everything is more expensive.
Yes, it is. Switching gears, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real safety concerns while on the job?
I don't have any real safety concerns.
Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No, okay.
Because they're always in San Jose, and I don't want to drive, you know? I don't want to drive to San Jose.
All right. For each of the following...
I mean, I would go if I got somebody else to, you know, to go with me or something.
Correct. You know. So how far is it from where you live?
That's about 35 miles, but it's to San Jose from Gilroy.
Okay.
For
each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing, have you participated on that in the past 12 months, yes or no?
No, I haven't.
Picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
No. I don't believe in striking.
I see. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Once in a blue moon, you know.
Occasionally or never?
Yeah, occasionally.
Okay, let's change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Do you get your news from the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, or your local TV? Which is your main source of news?
Newsmax.
So that would be cable news?
Cable news.
Okay, so that's number one. We had to put them in order. Which one would be number two after cable news? Social media, local TV, radio, friends, or newspapers?
Well, newspaper is last, and unless it's Epic Times.
So after cable news, what do you use the most? The internet or social media?
Internet and social media.
Okay. After the internet and social media, do you tend to use radio, friends, or local TV?
Oh, radio, KSFO, Mark Levin.
Okay.
Radio. You know Mark Levin?
No, I'm not familiar with the gentleman. No, sir.
Well, you should be.
Okay. I will look it up. All right. After the radio, which one you will be more likely to use? Local TV news, friends, or newspapers?
Newspapers.
Newspapers. Okay. Yeah, get in there. So after newspapers, are you more likely to use local TV or friends as a source of news?
Local news.
Local news. Very well. And the last one would be friends and neighbors.
Right.
Thank you. What is your cable net? You already said your cable network that is your preferred news source. And you say that Newsmax, you said, right?
Newsmax.
All right. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, healthcare, foreign affairs, immigration, education, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, or something else?
I'm sorry, I swallowed something wrong. I was eating candy.
Oh, well.
Say that again.
Yeah, be careful with that.
Okay, okay, so what's that again? What's my prime concern?
Yes, what following issues Which of the following issues is that matters most to you right now? Could it be the environment, health care, foreign affairs, immigration, education, support for labor unions, jobs in the economy, or something else? Which one is most important to you right now?
The economy.
Jobs in the economy, all right.
Yes.
Very well. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
It depends on who drew it up.
Yeah, but about the Davis-Bacon Act, have you heard a lot about it? Have you heard some about it? Have you heard a little about it, or none at all?
I don't know. Let me see what that says here. Because I don't know.
Don't know? Okay. If you don't know, that's all right. We got more info available. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I suppose it was important in 1931. I don't think it's very important now.
Okay, so it's not so important or not important at all?
Not so important.
All right. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Well, I don't know how to put that into context. I'm a very strong conservative person, so I don't really like socialist venues.
Okay, so you have no opinion on this one? If the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act, you have no opinion on that?
Well, Davis-Bacon, it looks like they were both Republican, you know?
Which party do you think supports the act more strongly?
Oh, boy. You know what? I don't know. I haven't had enough time to research it.
All right. No, I mean,
I understand prevailing wage, you know?
So you don't know, you say?
No, I haven't had a chance to research it. I can't give you a...
All right. If you don't know, that's a fair answer, sir. We can accept that. We can accept that.
Okay.
As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I don't know why they would be striking unless it was totally unfair. I don't know enough. I don't know enough about United Auto Workers to make an opinion. I know that most union workers should stick together on things, but you should also have your open mind, you know?
Yeah,
because,
okay.
You know, because they selected the field of work that they're in.
Okay,
you know,
so what would you say? Who do you support more? Do you have any of them or what?
Well, typically I'm for the worker. You know, but you also have to. You can't turn a blind eye to the boss, because I remember working with people, you know, and they go, the company's got a lot of money, but for how long? For how long? How long does a company have a lot of money?
Okay, I know what you're saying. So what about in this question, can you give me an answer? Or
I'm going to have to side with the worker in moderation,
okay.
You know.
Sure. The options are if you supporting the United Auto Workers much more, or you support them just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Very well. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Almost done. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would that be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly. Strongly.
Right. And the job that Joe Biden has done on health care, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly as well or somewhat?
Strongly as well.
All right. The job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs. Approve.
Oh, my God. That's strongly disapprove.
Oh, wow. Okay. And the job that Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions.
Strongly disapprove.
Wow. And the job that Joe Biden has done on immigration.
Strongly disapprove.
Well, he's getting a beating now. Okay. And the job he has done, Joe Biden has done on the economy.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Almost done. Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Congress?
Yes, sir.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
I am registered to vote.
Okay, thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think that you will not vote?
Vote for what?
For president and other offices.
I will vote for president and other offices.
So are you almost certain? You will vote, or you probably will vote?
I'm 100% positive.
Positive, then. If the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
And if he doesn't get on the ballot, I'm going to write it in.
Okay. Yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find useful getting that information?
Somewhat.
Yes or no? It's a yes or no.
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
No, they're doing good. They do good.
All right. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
They do good, too.
Okay. This is an... I need to write down your opinion on this question. So please, in a few words as you can, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
How?
Yeah, how? In your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? Anything goes, sir. No right or wrong here. Your opinion is what counts.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. You know, I thought if they did a good job, they're doing a good job. I mean, I like, you know, they've invested our money well, and I appreciate that. I'm pretty much
okay. But anything that comes to mind that they can do to best improve its representation and service, anything at all?
Not really. I wish I had something for you, but I really don't. I don't know.
Okay.
you know, as far as I'm being being retired, whenever I call the union for anything or whatever, they always respond right away, you know. They're always very helpful.
Okay, so I'm entering, as far as I'm concerned, as a retiree,
yes,
they are doing good. I cannot think of anything they can improve. Would that be okay?
Yes, yes, that's very good. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, let me enter that.
All right. Well, you're doing a good job. It's not easy talking to me.
No, don't say that. A good job. Okay, improve. I'm just trying to get your words correctly. As far as I'm concerned, as a retiree, they are doing a good job. There's nothing I can think of that they can improve. They can improve on.
Yes, very good. Very good. Perfect.
Okay. Very well. Thank you, sir. Moving on. And there's a similar question here, and after this, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Well, it looks like everything they're doing is pretty good. They had a good apprenticeship program. And if they continue the way they're going, I think they're going to be good.
So you think they should keep the apprenticeship program going?
Yes, sir. And
okay,
turn out some good people. It looks like they have some really good people, you know. This is not an easy trade, and it takes many, many years to master.
I believe that, you know. I was in the printing trade myself, and it's tough. I mean, you don't learn to do the things correctly overnight. It takes several years.
No, it does. It absolutely does. You know, you don't work 10 years. You know, a lot of people say I have 10 years experience. But or 20 years experience, but they have 1 year's experience 20 times, you know, and there's a difference. So they need to keep the training programs, and as we get a lot of new products.
Okay.
All the time, and,
sure,
and these need to be, they need to keep up with the new product.
Okay, now, what I have entered here in the question, sir, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? I have entered what you said. I think they should keep the apprenticeship program going to get new young people working in the trade. Is that approximately or close to what you're trying to express?
Yes. No, you did good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, text, union meetings, job site, or email?
Just mail. Regular mail.
Regular mail. All right. Great. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year.
Oh,
once
four
a
times
year.
A year. They send. I get every other month. I get a paper. You know.
Okay.
We get the union organized labor, and then they send out a book every couple months. That's good.
Sure. Now I'd like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Am I what?
Do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or what? What your political inclination? I'm talking about
Republican.
Republican, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I would.
Strong. Very well.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Almost done. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
White.
Thank you. And it's finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
John.
Thank you, John. You were very kind in helping me. Thank you for your valuable time and your participation. Have a good
night.
Well,
thank you for doing that. You did a good job. Thank you.
Very much appreciate it, sir. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.